I firmly believe that within the first round of pool play in the World Cup, there will be a riot that forms at the end of some night at one of the after parties, and there will be a riot, and the World Cup will eventually have to be canceled.
Oh.
I will be...
Bold!
That is very bold, sir.
I will be very, 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 very shocked, surprised, and in awe if this World Cup actually crowns a champion.
Okay.
Very.
Okay. Very. My thing is that I think...
Very.
I think a champion will happen. I do believe that there's going to be some hiccups, for sure. There already has been a hiccup. There's already been two big ones, two major ones. First off, Sky Sports Television, they had an interview. They did an interview live from Qatar, or Qatar, whichever.
Which is it?
I think it's Qatar. Technically, I think it's Qatar.
Qatar?
I think it's Qatar.
Okay.
But I will say Qatar because I'm English.
Qatar.
I'm not English. I'm American, but I speak English. So they go to the reporter. He's reporting from. Live from whatever.
Live from outside of one of the 13 stadiums that killed many people building it.
So imagine us.
At no wage.
So imagine us right here talking.
Yes.
And the Nick's in the background. He's a Qatarian. Qatari.
Shout out.
And he's just in the background.
No free shout out.
And he's like, what are you guys doing here? Why are you guys filming? Why are you guys filming us right now? And then you're like, sir.
I think I saw that.
And we're like, sir, wait. We're in a public place and you invited the whole world.
We're in a public place. Yeah, yeah.
You invited the whole world to be here for this month. And you don't think that we're just not going to have our
media.
Video. Yeah, we're just not going to have media. And he's like, just keep the camera out of my face. Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? And they're like, I'm going to smash the camera.
I saw that and I was like, they were in the parking lot.
Yes.
Of one of these stadiums. And I don't think it was a parking lot, but it was like, it's shipping deck.
It's like nowhere. It's in the middle of nowhere.
It was
basically.
Nowhere. They were not in any sensitive area. If there is a sensitive area of a stadium, they were just outside of one of the stadiums. And one random guy was like, and he's like, you have invited the World Cup.
It's the world's biggest game.
You have invited literally everybody here.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want any sort of media coverage. Not only do you not want it, you are actively fighting against it. No. And that from me seeing that video, I was like, there's no way that this finishes.
Yeah, this
there's no way that this has an end.
The second hiccup is that
there's more.
There's already this is funny. And you're probably gonna laugh at this. You guys are both probably gonna laugh at this. The Qatari national team, which is probably one of the worst national teams.
I saw this.
One of the worst national teams at the World Cup. I think it might be the worst one. Speaking technically,
if the
rankings,
if they were not hosting,
they would not be there.
They would not be there.
They would not be there. Every other team that is there has earned the right to be there, including like Saudi Arabia, which they were at the last World Cup because
Saudi Arabia was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're actually because they're in Asian qualifying and Asia's pretty weak, and Saudi Arabia has a lot of money to buy
the best players.
Yes. And train them.
Welcome to Saudi Arabia. Here's your passport.
Yes.
And
we'll teach you. Yeah, yeah. And then, so basically the Qatari national
Everyone
team.
Everyone has a prize.
The Qatari national team paid off Ecuador, who's in Group A. They're both in Group A. They allegedly are bribing.
Group A, not to be like confused with the best team. It's just the grouping that they have to be.
Yeah, so they basically paid off the Ecuadorian national team, or like eight of their players, $7.4 million for Qatar to win the first game .
Whoa. It cost them $7.4 million
each.
Per player?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to be like, if it costs $7.4 million for them to bribe the entire... Now, I'm going to say something, and I hope this doesn't come off as off color or racist or anything, because I don't mean it that way. But I would feel like the Ecuadorian team?
What do you mean?
Did you say Ecuador?
Yeah, Ecuador. Yeah, Ecuador.
I was thinking Ethiopia.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
Okay,
that's why I was like, I don't mean to sound racist. If it was the Ethiopian team, I would be like, yeah, that sounds like a reasonable amount for those gentlemen to be like, mm-hmm. yeah, this is life changing money. So, I will happily take it and move or whatever.
So I'll read
Ecuador. Yeah. No, it sounds. That's. I feel like they could have gotten less.
Yeah,
not to say that Ecuadorians are like, you know, cheap.
But the thing is, they're professional football players. I mean, so the best ones that play for Ecuador play in England, so they make a lot of money. But either way,
okay.
But I'll read it. Exclusive: Qatar bribed 8 Ecuadorian players $7.4 million to lose the opener 1-0 in the second half. 5 Qatari and Ecuador insiders confirmed this. We hope it's false.
Should we go to Tennessee and put down the house on 1-0 Qatar over Ecuador?
We hope it's false. We hope sharing this will affect the outcome. The world should oppose FIFA corruption.
7.4 mil is 7.4 mil.
So first off, the Qatari national team is objectively they are bad, but come on, bro. I mean,
could Nashville SC beat the Qatar national team?
Probably.
It would be a fight.
Oh yeah, no.
If it was in Geodis all day, baby.
Yeah.
Geodis Park would be rocking.
We'd be rocking. But
Huntsville City Football Club?
No, I don't think so. We're pushing it. But
we don't even know who's on Huntsville City Football Club.
Not yet. I am excited.
Watch out. Walker and I might have an underground podcast, the official podcast of the Huntsville City Football
Club.
And
do you want to know what? We could actually do it and probably get sponsored by Nashville. If we made it legit enough.
Y'all have my blessing.
Nick would turn football fan real quick.
Yeah, no. We could get sponsored.
Real quick.
Oh, if there's money involved? Yeah.
You going to pay me how much?
To talk about y'all.
Nick Borden would be like, you pay me $50,000 a year. Plus, like, inflation rate. But you pay me $50,000 a year plus, like, a 5 or 6% raise every year. I will talk about football all the live long day. Twice a week?
That's nothing.
I would become an expert.
Nick Borden would become the Kirk Herbstreit of the MLS.
They would end up, like, having me, like, commentate the games. So that's how, I mean...
Nick would be pointing out, he'd be like, you see how he moved right there? That's a real Premier League type of move, the way he positioned himself. See, these guys have played together since the third grade. If we go to the screen, we'll see them in
pajamas.
In pajamas playing together in U4 in Kansas City, Missouri. They've been playing together for forever, so they've been working on the positioning.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to their father and mother. Mother, great woman. She made a pie for me when I went out to visit.
Yeah,
all that.
You cut the check for Nick. He's
willing to
whatever. I'm a very simple
now,
man.
Here's the thing. Here's what's hilarious is I'm more willing to like move on stuff like that, but I will never, ever, 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 ever gain the knowledge that Nick would gain during stuff like that. Nick is a sponge. I am a very porous stone. You set me in it for a while, and I will eventually absorb some of the stuff, but. Not quickly and not efficiently.
I love it.
Anyways, so what's your prediction on U.S. versus England, brav?
Oh, England's
round one.
So England's probably going to win 2-0 in all seriousness. Well, I mean, do you want me to be optimistic or do you want me to be realistic?
Realistic.
We're going to lose 2-0.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to score.
Think we're going to score at all?
Against England, no. I think our group is England, Wales, and Iran.
Whoa!
What?
Okay.
What's up?
You mean to tell me
we're group
that
B.
Not only do we have England, bruv, but we also have Wales, which is basically England, you know,
West
Part B. It's England West. And then who is the third?
Iran. And Iran, the way
Iran, they're either, you know, fighting off, you know, people or playing soccer.
Yeah. Iran, so this is the highest ranked group in terms of like median FIFA rankings.
Yeah.
I think we're all inside the top 20, which is kind of crazy to think about.
That's right, baby. USA, baby. USA. USA.
So here's the issue, though. England play really good. They just know how to win games, obviously, but they play ugly and they win. So when you play ugly, that means you don't get to score. Iran also plays incredibly ugly, and they can pull out draws and win 1-0.
Yeah.
Or 0-0. And then Wales is just either they're kind of inconsistent, but.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that none of the Wrexham players are.
No, they're not. They're not there.
But they, when they're good, they're really good. When they're bad, they're really, really bad. So
are they good or they're bad?
I don't know. I don't. We're going to see this World Cup. I think they have a little bit of momentum, so I think they're going to be pretty good.
I hope
so. There's a real chance that the U.S. doesn't even make the knockout stages. But if you want me to be optimistic,
please be.
I think we can pull out a draw against Wales, 2-2 draw. I already have my predictions memorized. 2-2 draw against Wales, 2-0 loss against England.
Okay.
And I think we can beat Iran 1-0.
Okay.
And so that's what? That's 4 points.
Yeah.
I think we can
get
to knockout
stages. It
just
depends on the rest of the...
It depends on the rest of it. And I think Wales...
If we're being very optimistic and very, you know, what can happen, we make it. If any of that fails, it's one of those things. Like if you have a lot of bets laid out for like a college football Saturday, you're like, if all of the things that I think are going to happen, then we're good. But if one of them crumbles, this tower of cards that I've built falls really quickly.
So I think the average soccer expert will say England and Wales. For me, I'm going to be optimistic and I'll say it'll be England and the U.S. And I think Iran's probably going to lose. They're probably going to draw two. No, they're probably going to draw one and lose two.
Okay.
And then Wales is probably going to win.
How come this sounded like a game of Uno?
Nick, because the World Cup is more of a game of Uno than it is actual soccer.
Yes.
It is. It's a game of point differential.
Yes.
Which I'm surprised they didn't just get Nick Saban to be the coach, because Nick Saban is the king of running up the score. They should have just brought
that
in Nick
Saban.
That
man has no morals.
Oh. He has no morals. He would have been like, we're going to do what we can. Nick Saban is the true Ted Lasso minus the, like,
shout out to Ted Lasso.
Optimistic charisma.
Yeah.
I would love, oh my gosh.
Ted Lasso, XX
I would love. The he is the anti Ted Lasso, where he's like, I can take any sports team to victory, except for we're not going to like win in a fair manner,
and also we're not going to enjoy it at all.
We're not going to enjoy it until I will not smile until we are hoisting the trophy.
Yes,
and then I will give out like a side grin.
Can you believe like coaches actually try to get convince their players and other people to be like, nah, man, we're just really focused on, like, Winthrop this week. Yeah, we're not looking to next week towards the Iron Bowl. No, we're just focused on Winthrop this week. They're a really good team that's coming in.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
It's like
focusing on Winthrop. Like,
focusing on Winthrop.
But, coach, they're 1-9. Nah, they're a really good football team. Really good football team.
I would love, like, a gun-to-your-head segment with all of the defensive players on Alabama this week. Gun-to-your-head. Name one person you might be facing off against this week.
They could do it. I would say it would have to be like a day, like freaking on Sunday morning. Waking up from like just Saturday after the
Thursday
Saturday.
Thursday evening, gun to your head. Name one person that plays for Winthrop on the offensive side of the ball. Not the quarterback.
There's a guy named Jones on that team. I don't.
That's what they would
say. Well, here's the thing. They're not even playing Winthrop. I don't know who they're playing. I'm just, you know, that's who Auburn playing basketball. But.
I will say, yeah, I don't even know. But, like, I will say, like, Alabama, the biggest, and we'll move on to, like, actual football, college.
American football.
American collegiate football.
We didn't know it was going to say, but
American football.
Hey, it happened. We didn't know it was going to happen, but I hit record in this.
Josh, who you got to win the World Cup? Just real quick.
Give me 5 of the top teams.
Give me Brazil.
That's pretty good. So Brazil's the favorite.
Italy.
They're not in the World Cup. I'm sorry, buddy. They failed to qualify.
Bro,
France.
Okay, there you
go.
France.
You just bullcrapped this entire conversation, and you picked a team that's not
France.
Even in it.
They're not in.
I knew enough to say Brazil.
Nick, they're not in our
pool. That's Neymar's team, right?
Mm-hmm. They're not in our pool.
See,
I knew
I,
our
I,
pool.
Nick knows what's going on.
Sit down. Let
Nick,
me continue
I knew who was in our pool minus Iran minus Wales.
Nick's,
I knew who was in our pool.
But your pick to win was Italy, who's not in it.
Italy won last time, correct?
It just, they won the Euros. That was 2 years ago.
Who won the last World Cup?
France.
Really?
Yeah.
France is going to repeat.
I'm going on record. I'm saying Argentina is going to win. Shout out to Messi. Probably his last World Cup.
Is Ronaldo playing in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Portugal's playing too.
They're not going to win.
They're not going to win.
Brazil.
Brazil.
From Rio de Janeiro. Brazil.
Aye, aye, aye.
Wait. What? PSG?
By way of Paris.
What is Paris Saint-Germain?
By way of Paris Saint-Germain. Rio.
That was my.
That was pretty good.
Freaking, that was great. What?
Bruce Buffer of soccer.
If you were a fighter / soccer player and you wanted someone to announce your fight,
it's time.
Whoa! Don't say that. We're gonna get demonetized.
If they listen,
they listen to however.
Yo, freaking, come at us, bro. Hey, look, okay, person that is listening to the legal individual that is listening to this.
Take Josh's house, not
if
mine.
You, hey, 1305 Kathy Lane, Decatur, Alabama.
You're throwing your address like.
That boy's really throwing the addy.
Josh.
1545, I need to cut that. 1545, I need to cut that. 1545.
You know who listens to this podcast religiously?
1545, I need to cut that. Anyways.
No. People.
I wish.
I love how this whole segment's been cut right now. Josh actually has to go home and edit. Well, too bad he doesn't.
I am home, baby. All right. Anyways, so the World Cup coming in hot. Walker and I will give some sort of a recap after the first round, or not even the first round, the first match.
Just go on, like, y'all just need to go on like Instagram Live and just go off.
We'll do something.
We can do a little mini pod, just 5 minute.
We'll do a little mini pod, giving a recap of what happens Monday.
What if we go like 3 episodes a week
during the World Cup?
Just, I mean, that's kind of fire.
Period. Point blank.
America. There we go. There
America.
We go.
Ka-ka!
Dang, love to see it.
Your vocal cords have to be like.
Yo, my vocal cords
and
slap.
I'm proud to be an American.
I will not be able to speak when I'm like 60, but it is what it is. So now, are y'all ready to talk about legitimate American football?
Not really. The games sucked this week.
Yeah, the games are kind of
trash. Who do we have playing this week?
We have Auburn playing Western Kentucky.
Auburn's playing Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
Who you got in that game, Nick?
Well, Josh, let me tell you. After an exciting week in Jordan-Hare Stadium last week with Cadillac Williams winning his first home game as coach of the Auburn Tigers, I'm taking Auburn to win by 10 points.
So you want to know something crazy?
Yeah.
The line is -5.5.
Alabama plays Austin Peay, by the way. Is it Peay or Pay?
Pay. Austin Peay.
Pay.
We actually have some former Austin Black Bears on that team, by the way.
Hey, shout out to great day to be a freaking Black Bear, baby.
I'm not one.
The over-under is
15. They're
going to
get killed.
SEC matchup, number one ranked Georgia is playing unranked Kentucky.
Kentucky. Where's the game being played at?
Lexington.
Okay, I've got Kentucky by 21 instead of by 37.
I was about to say what's the difference on that? Another SEC matchup. Number five ranked Tennessee versus
number five
unranked South Carolina at South Carolina.
All right, because it's at South Carolina, I've got Tennessee winning by. I'll give them
15.
24.
So the line is -22 for Tennessee.
Hey, oh.
Bet the over.
Bet the over.
Responsibly. In Tennessee.
Responsibly.
Rocky Top.
Oh, Rocky Top. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Another SEC matchup, 14th ranked Ole Miss versus Arkansas at Arkansas. It's a bunch of ranked teams playing unranked SEC
teams.
What time?
6:30,
prime time.
Okay. I got Ole Miss by...
Two touchdowns? Three touchdowns?
13.
The line is -2.5 for Mississippi.
Nick, Walker, I don't know how y'all feel about gambling. I'm a man of God, so I would never gamble, but I would happily drive y'all to the line and put some shekels down.
Let me see what the over-under is. The over-under
by midnight, I knew you paid.
-2.5?
The over-under is 65.5, though.
Mississippi. -2.5.
That's a little disrespectful to
against
Ole Miss.
Arkansas.
That's a little.
Arkansas is playing their backup quarterbacks, I think.
Yeah.
Yo,
Forget about Friday or Friday night, Saturday morning.
Guess where I'm going to be
guess
at?
Guess where we're going to be at?
Saturday.
37 minutes from
oh,
now.
37?
Yo. Yeah.
We're going to be speeding to
yes, sir.
No, I'm actually going to be in Pulaski on Saturday, so I might.
Pulaski?
So I'm going to have to.
Walker Kirk from Pulaski?
I might have a friend put some money down.
Hey, like, can you imagine if in like 10 years we have like the GOAT sports book?
Hey, that'd be fire.
And whenever you put it in a bet, it goes, bah, bah. Oh.
No. For college football, it's Josh doing it.
And it goes on for like 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Like that's
it's just,
in between.
It's just that flip. It's just that. Hit it, Walker.
No, I can't. At this point.
All right, now shut up.
I freaking should have recorded that. That took so much out of me.
That boy does not have a voice.
Get off your brakes, yeah, Walker. I do have a voice.
I never stood up doing a podcast before. Don't
say you've never stood up during a podcast because I believe you have.
I think like, if there's ever should have been a video podcast, today is the day.
I think if there's ever
Hair is incredible.
Not should have been a video podcast because of the hair. If there's ever been a time to not have a video podcast, it's because of the hair.
So I guess the notable game is Utah versus Oregon.
About a game that does not matter.
Yeah, no.
Talk about a game that does not matter.
But
Walker, talk about losers.
Listen.
Linda, listen.
Here's the thing. I say this because it's number 10 versus number 12, even though Oregon is definitely out of college football.
Bro, talk about both teams playoff. Were legitimately.
And then Utah is also out of the playoff, obviously. You know, it's going to be at 9:30. I mean, what else are you going to be watching? What else are we going to watch?
True that. All right.
Well, I'll watch it.
Would y'all like to hear about a actual ranked matchup?
Depends on the ranked matchup.
USC versus UCLA.
Pac-12.
California. Pac-12.
Talk about a game that doesn't matter. Talk about a game, my goodness, that does not. I feel like they're preaching now as I'm like, hey, start filming me.
Since you're standing up.
Man, when I tell you what, we have the game. We're talking about USC and UCLA.
We're talking about USC.
We're talking about USC, the Trojans going against the Bruins. First off, what's a Bruin? Nobody freaking knows.
It's a bear.
Or cares. It's a bear. But that's.
What type of bear?
That's a Bruin bear right there, boy. I'm telling you what, man. Nobody cares. It's USC. They're not doing anything. They're not going to the playoff. They're some frauds. They're just taking in all the money. That's what Lincoln Riley decided to do against UCLA. Maybe some even bigger frauds because they're not like USC owns it. UCLA, maybe basketball, but it's the gridiron. Give me USC. Give me by 2 touchdowns. Caleb Williams, I'll take it to the bank. Give me the Trojans.
I'm pretty sure the line is like 2.5.
It's -2.5 for USC.
Give me USC by 14 points.
Are they going to be a team that we're going to put money on at the line?
No.
No, I'm not. No.
Talk about a game that doesn't matter.
I have switched to Instagram Live, so Walker, you're up here.
I love how we're doing.
A, don't say anything that you don't want edited out of the podcast. B, Walker, you're up for saying anything. Any other games that you want to talk about?
This week is so lame that there's nothing else to talk about.
Talk about games that do not matter.
Illinois is playing Michigan. At 11 a.m. Who's going to watch that?
Nobody.
Louisiana State University.
Oh, they play UAB. That's
LSU
true.
Is playing the University of Alabama.
Birmingham.
You got to put more of a gap. Nick,
Birmingham.
Nick, here's the thing. When you go to a school like University of Alabama in Huntsville, you realize that you have to put a gigantic space in between University of Alabama in blah, 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 blah. Because everyone hears University of Alabama and they stop Tuscaloosa, boom.
Interesting.
The Crimson Tide, blah,
That's
blah, blah,
everybody
blah.
Thinks.
But when you say the University of Alabama, Birmingham.
The Blazers.
You take all the effect out of the University of Alabama in Birmingham.
Yeah, well, while we're on Instagram Live now, because this is interesting that we've decided to go on live, let's talk about...
I didn't know of a better way to get on here.
Let's talk about something that the world has gone insane. The world has stopped, gentlemen, thanks to one app, one website, and that is Ticketmaster. What Ticketmaster has done to the Swifties.
Yeah.
Talk about, I've never loved seeing a group of individuals cry more on a social media platform than this. Yo.
It's been fun.
Yo. Ticketmaster had to completely shut down selling tickets. They said, I quit. They tapped out. They said, no more. No moss. I don't want any more, because they couldn't handle the insane amount of Swifties trying to get on and buy tickets, purchase tickets. It's so freaking funny.
I believe the excuse was, she hasn't gone on tour in 4 years, so we haven't been able to handle the volume.
Yeah.
You know what that sounds like?
Which is crazy to think about.
Your problem.
It sounds like personal problem. That sounds like a server problem.
Oof.
Yeah, I know. I was telling a friend the other day who's going to the concert. I don't even know how they manage to get tickets, but they're going to the concert.
By the grace of God alone.
Like, yeah. I know I have a handful of friends that actually got tickets, which is incredible. Wow. But I was telling, but basically I was like, I've never seen a rush for a single concert like this ever. Yeah. I mean, can you think of?
No.
I've never I've never seen anything like this.
Bonkers.
Yet. Because she's going to be in Nashville for 3 days in a row. And I just,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is going to be.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. She's going to be in Nissan.
She took her entire weekend.
Taylor Swift is going to. Wow.
In May. It's going to be May. Yeah, it's going
to
be May.
The disrespect y'all have been allowing me to record with my hair like this. Taylor Swift is going to be in Nash, Vegas for 3 days?
Yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Like this is a comedy in the spring. Show now, what we're doing.
I dropped my phone.
Yeah.
Are we back?
They're going to be there in the spring.
Yeah.
We're back.
What's the dates on those?
No idea. I just know it's in May or April, I think.
We should come up with fake tickets, which seems self-incriminating right now.
That sounds kind of criminal, Josh.
On the professional.
If you get got, you get got.
Well, we just announced it on our mega podcast we have out here. You know?
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Hey, let's at least go to freaking Nashville and like tailgate it.
That's what I was thinking. That's literally what I was
talking about. Talking about man on the street type stuff.
Man on the street type stuff. Yes,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah, I would love to do that. Just be in Nashville for that.
I'm kind of down. Yeah. I'm kind of freaking out.
That
sounds like a plan.
That sounds
like
a good idea. That sounds like a good night.
Also, now like with this, this has to be the greatest tour to ever happen on the face of this earth, or else these women are going to be disappointed. These women are going to be sad. These women are going to be crying. But here's the thing. They would never admit it if it wasn't. But how the demand for this, like they don't have the supply for the demand that's going on here.
Here's the rub, ladies, gentlemen, children, grown adults.
And otherwise.
There is, and otherwise, as Walker said. There is no way on earth, just like I have realized, I'm a big foodie fan. I love great food. There's no food that would like cause me to drive 4 hours out of my way just to go eat a meal somewhere.
Not a good Eggs Benedict?
Not a good Eggs Benny.
What about huevos rancheros?
No huevos rancheros.
What about our good quiche?
No. There's not, you could not.
Why are we all naming egg based stuff?
because
eggs are freaking great.
Josh has said himself.
Okay. Right.
Facts.
Yeah.
There's no, you couldn't be like, this man has, objectively speaking, this man has the best steak in the entire universe. It's the best steak ever made. I would not go out of my way. Maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, absolutely I would have.
What's
but
name?
I have grown into a man that believes food can only be so good. And I love food. Great food. I love great food. But food can only be so good.
I don't know if I agree with this statement.
Food can only be so good. Food cannot transcend me into another realm. Food can be like, wow, that's really good. And I will move on with my day. No problem. And I feel the same way about a concert. There is no concert that the concert will end and I will sit there for an hour and a half being just, regardless of what's going on around me, just be like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe what I've just.
Well, clearly, you've never been to a Jonas Brothers concert before, my brother.
To be fair, the Tame Impala.
They do all right concerts.
To be fair, the Tame
One Republic was better.
The Tame Impala concert I went to was, to be fair, incredible. I do think about that.
Nick Borden.
Even now.
That's my name. You know who I am.
At one point in time, I had the opportunity to go to a Jonesboro.
Oh, you want
to
air this
and
out?
I told you probably like a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, that I would not bring this up, but you have brought this up. I had an opportunity to go, and it was the last time I was like deathly sick, and I've had COVID since. It was the last
shout
time
out. Thanks to me.
Shout out again. Thanks to you. I'm not going to get into it, but yeah. it was a time that I would have had the opportunity to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
You're telling me
yeah.
that I would have sat after that concert just staring at the stage being like, oh my gosh, this is phenomenal.
No.
There you go.
Hey, at least he's on.
Well, I'm just saying.
You are also correct. I've never been to a Jonas Brothers concert.
You have not.
I don't plan on going to
one. They're pretty dadgum good. I've been to better, though, but they're pretty dadgum good.
Brother, I'm sure they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
I don't plan on going to one.
No.
And I'm a big live music fan, but also I'm a big live.
You are?
Yes. I'm a big live music fan. I'm a big value live music fan.
Oh, okay.
When we start talking about Taylor Swift, when we start talking about...
But the ticket prices are crazy.
Taylor Swift's not a good enough singer for me to want to go, like, pay however much money that's going to be to go see it.
When we start talking about individuals that request that much demand, that much money, that much showmanship, I don't need it. I need a couple of people, a couple of instruments just playing on the stage, maybe like an interesting background. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I need. So.
Yeah.
You like jazz?
I do like jazz.
I do also do like jazz.
Do you, I feel like we need to get off of Taylor Swift or otherwise, you know.
Bad things are going to happen.
No, we'll just be sucked into this talk.
Canceled.
We'll be canceled.
Canceled.
Anything else y'all want to talk about as far as football? We're talking about football being the World Cup.
I guess the name of this podcast is going to be like... Week 13 football preview.
Basically.
I mean.
That was a goal. 100%. We're watching the Pittsburgh Penguins play the Minnesota Wild right now. It's the third period at 9 minutes, 16 seconds left. Pittsburgh just scored their fourth goal against the Minnesota Wild, too.
What?
I just had to say it. It was on the screen. I had to say it.
I know.
So
it happens.
Anything else y'all want to say?
America.
If I have something I'd like to propose, just like a question, real
yes.
Oh, that boy proposed.
If you,
always.
Like, if you won the lottery, it's one of those. If you won the lottery, questions. If you were like got super rich all of a sudden, and it can't go towards like Josh, you can't go towards like you can't be like I'll give it like mostly all to the ministry. You can't say that.
I wasn't going to, but sure.
But I'm just saying.
I'm getting ahead of it.
I guess I'm trying to make you sound better than you are. I'm sorry.
Nick, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
And, you know, if we have anybody on live or whatever.
Okay.
Here's my question. What would you do with that money? Because I used to think, I'll go first because okay. I was pondering this earlier today. I used to think, my thing I used to tell you is like, I'll just become a televangelist. Have my own logo, my own.
Nick
nice,
said that for quite some time.
My nice he suits, has. My Gucci undershirts.
Gucci undershirts.
If you know, you know the American
YKTV. You know the vibes.
I've decided I would buy my old high school outright. And just like the school would continue, but
okay.
I would name literally everything after me.
The Nicholas.
No, it would be Nick Borden Christian Academy.
Nick Borden Christian Academy.
The Nick
okay.
Borden Cafeteria. The Nick Borden Library. Nick Borden Field. Nick Borden Gym. I would name everything after me. And here's the thing. If I had that much money, I would like move states. And I would never intend to have anything to do with the school. Other than the fact
what
that.
What you would need to do is like yeah. with the amount of money that you had left over, because I feel like it would be remarkably cheap.
Oh, yeah.
It would
be very cheap to do this.
To purchase this. So we're talking. You win $1 million.
I'd say less than $10 million for sure.
Less than ten million. Let's put it at $10 million.
Yeah.
$10 million, you could very well
outright buy the school,
establish everything, and to make sure that it continues, because the people that are there would probably be like, "All right, well, we're not going to participate in this." At least 90% of them. No offense to you, but like offense to themselves.
Yeah.
What you do is you provide 100% tuition scholarships to like the full group
yeah.
for 3 or 4 or 5 years. so that way that it definitely continues on, yeah. And you seem like the absolute most philanthropic person.
Yeah, again, though, never showing up to
never,
anything.
Never. People like, would
not
think
even
that,
thinking about
people
it.
People would think that you have passed away.
Oh, that boy.
But it's like,
he's
so you
grid.
Remember, like, all right, so like in Dark Knight Rises, mm-hmm. when like Bruce Wayne, like they host stuff at like Wayne Manor or whatever. But Bruce Wayne just
never
doesn't show up to anything. He's just a recluse. People would probably think I'm like that. I'm like, yeah, I'm just not in the area. Like, I'm freaking elsewhere. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
I love it.
Are you Phoenix, Arizona? Sounds nice.
Or San Juan,
Puerto Rico.
I
play
love
some
it.
Golf. Ooh.
So what would we do with $10 million? Because the question used to be $1 million. $1 million doesn't move mountains like it used to in the 90s.
It does not.
Inflation.
Inflation is real, unfortunately,
so,
for all of us.
Walker, what would you do with $10 million? Please tell me you'd purchase a soccer club.
I would
make yourself manager.
I would buy like a USL team. I would buy like a small soccer club, and I would make myself the manager, and I would for sure invest a lot of money into it so
okay.
I can make more money.
Correct.
And then sell the team off for
Decatur
like
Decatur SC?
I guess so. I don't know where I would put
Florence
it.
Florence SC.
Florence, okay.
I feel like because Decatur's too close to Huntsville, Florence SC would be like the pinnacle.
Florence,
yeah.
Alabama.
Or maybe like a team in Mississippi. No, who does that?
Oxford SC.
Or like, Oxford sounds good.
Oxford SC.
Or even
located in Oxford, Mississippi.
Something like that sounds nice. And then sell it for like $500 million.
Okay.
And then boom, we're good.
Boom. I would purchase and start my own like high-end coffee shop, but on the weekends, like starting Friday through Friday and Saturday, it would be a like Texas-style barbecue joint.
That's
a which
crossover.
A, it's a gigantic crossover. B, it's like exactly what I love.
It is what it is.
I would expect to make $0 and 0 cents
$0
on this. And I would run
it's
it.
It's a passion project.
It's a passion project. I would
run
it
into
the
ground
yeah. as fastly and as swiftly as I possibly
yeah.
could.
Yeah.
But people would love it. And people would come from states, miles.
The greatest 3 weeks of their around. Lives. The greatest 3 weeks of their lives.
It would be phenomenal. So yeah. that's what I would do. So anything else y'all want to talk about?
America is going to do good in the World Cup because I said it.
Nick?
War Eagle. Go crazy, Cadillac. Go crazy.
Oh, yeah. War Eagle. Yeah. True.
I don't have anything else. So. Please rate, like, rate, review, subscribe, all of the thingy things. You know how we do. I've been your host, Josh Robinson.
I've been Walker Kirk.
And this is Nick Ford.
As always, thanks for listening.